Welcome to the Questo Show.
Silence your cell phones now. Here we go. Welcome to bonus episode of Cinema Crespedito. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. We're hanging out in the Crespedito studio. I am with Drew Sikogra and Drew.
What up, bro?
How's it going, dude?
It's going.
Right on. Right on, my man.
This is the summer movie guide for 2015, our third one.
I was about to say, yet another.
That's kind of crazy. Crazy how that happens, but hey, time marches on, no matter what we do to try to stop it or deny it. Let's just get everything comfortable here.
For whom the bell tolls, Chris.
For whom the bell tolls. Is your mandatory Metallica?
Yes.
Should we start doing mandatory Metallica?
We should. Somebody's got to. There was, I forget, some radio station in Tampa used to do mandatory Metallica every night at 8 o'clock.
Every night at 8.
Yeah, they'd play two or three songs in a row. It was awesome.
Yeah. So we should just stop every show at some point
and play a Metallica song.
You don't have the rights to those songs.
No, not at all.
So,
I mean, we've been trying to get...
They wouldn't mind, would they?
We've been trying to get sued by somebody. Metallica, that's somebody.
Yeah, but that's also like... So it would just be overlooked to the fact that, oh, now Metallica's just suing someone else. Like,
that's fine.
They've already sued grandmas and stuff.
That's cool. They could sue us. I just want the letterhead.
All right. All right, well, stay tuned for your mandatory...
Lars Ulrich's signature. Fuck you, Lars.
It's Lars Ulrich's lawyer signature.
Whatever.
All right, so stay tuned for your Matt Turbin talk. That's coming up later in the summer movie. But before we get there, we are going to start. We're going to talk about all the movies every weekend from May through August. Every movie that's coming out, we'll break them down. We'll talk about the ones we're looking forward to the most. We'll talk about the ones that are going to make the most money, which ones are probably going to bomb, which ones we're going to like to see. And Drew, gave you a piece of paper there. I got a piece of paper over here. What we're going to do as we go through this whole list of movies. Keep track of the ones that you really want to see. And then at the end of the episode, we'll reveal to the audience and each other and ourselves our top five most anticipated movies of the summer.
Okay.
All right. So let's just do a quick sip here. Just delicious.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
All right, let's get into this. Very first weekend of May. It's starting huge. It's like
boom, right out the door.
Almost killing the party early in some ways. What? How are we starting summer? What do we got?
Avengers: Age of Ultron.
And what's that? It's May.
May 1st.
May 1st. Start of the summer movie season. May 1st and Avengers: Age of Ultron. And you know what's gonna happen with that one? It's gonna fucking cash money.
Bank.
Cash money. We're talking over $200 million opening weekend. Easy.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I mean,
only the second movie ever to have a $200 million opening weekend. The first one being the first Avengers.
I don't really know much about the storyline. I mean, I know Ultron. Mm-hmm. I understand what Ultron is. I don't know exactly where they're going with the storyline, how they're interweaving things. I mean, I saw Iron Man in the Hulkbuster outfit, so that'll be fun.
Yes.
But I'm really excited about this because I can't wait to see what kind of strange little lesser characters they're going to throw in there.
There's so many characters. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm reading. Because the embargo was up last night. The other night.
There's going to be...
Of the reviews. So people are talking about how much they like the movie.
There's at least two androids in the movie. At least two.
Well, we have... Obviously, we have... Ultron.
Yes.
Titular.
Yes.
Eponymous.
Yes.
Movies centered around this character.
Yes.
Right. Who's the other one?
Vision.
Now that's something to do with the Jarvis, right? His robot butler.
He's
of some sort.
Vision is an android. That's all I really know. Right. I'm not really into the Avengers lore. Didn't really care too much about them.
Right on. Well, we got a couple of robots. Tons of characters.
Mm-hmm.
Mutants are not allowed to be called mutants.
No. Nope.
Two of them, man.
Yeah.
One of them was in X-Men Days of Future Past.
Duff.
It's crazy. Yeah, Duff. X-Men. X. yeah, Quicksilver. Crazy. Quicksilver and Scarlet Johansson is in the movie as well. Black Widow, Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch.
A lot of Scarlets going on.
Yeah.
I think the movie ends somehow. This is a rumor a long time ago. I just want to put it out there again. I think this movie somehow ends with Hulk being sent out to outer space. And the reason I think that is because of all the interviews I'm reading with Mark Ruffalo. People keep asking about Planet Hulk.
Yeah. I mean,
so why else would they keep people? What's going on with Planet Hulk? What's going on with that?
We've got to push the Marvel Universe out into space if this Infinity War thing is going to happen.
They already did successfully with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Exactly. But they have to continue.
They'll be doing Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Like I said, they just have to continue.
Possibility that Hulk pops up in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 if they're both in outer space.
Who knows?
You know, got to cross them over somehow. Do some more crossover
stuff.
So yeah, it's going to make a shit ton of money. The reviews are pretty good, Drew. They're pretty good.
I mean, are we talking Guardians good? Or are we talking...
No, we're talking, like, just compared to the first Avengers, the way that was received. Uh-huh. People are saying it's like... there's like more action, more jokes. It's kind of more cohesive. But at the same time, it doesn't have the same like wow factor. Because obviously the first Avengers is all about, oh, look, we got all these characters together. They did it. It's amazing. Yeah. Second time around, it's like, well, all right, we've already seen it the first time. Now... what other tricks can this pony do?
Mm-hmm.
And the pony can do some other cool tricks, but, you know, we've just kind of seen them all already.
Yeah.
So the initial, like, shine is worn off, but it's still pretty solid, very solid, actually. And I'm looking forward to it.
So am I.
Should be good.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, they're going to get my money.
Yeah. And then that's going to lead into, on the large scale, next year, Captain America Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's going to be a huge event. Spider-Man not going to be in it. Couldn't work it out somehow. Something fucked up. They couldn't work him in there. So they're going back to the original plan of not doing it without him. They already had a way to do it without him.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. And then that leads into Infinity Wars 1 and 2. To be directed by the guys who did Captain America Winter Soldier. And Civil War. They're doing the two Captain Americas and then the two Infinity Wars. And it's hysterical because these are the two guys who came from Community.
Sweet.
Yeah. Went from TV to like gigantic movies. Like the biggest fucking movies. Especially when we get to fucking
the Infinity Wars.
Yeah. Come on, man.
It's going to be, man.
Good luck, guys.
It's going to be awesome.
Good luck. There's some really good interviews out there right now with Joss Whedon about the whole process of being so immersed in making Marvel stuff and the ups and downs of it. He's pretty candid about, you know, some of the things I've been kind of shitty to deal with, and but also how much he's loved it and everything. I recommend going out there, people, and check it out. Just Google Joss Whedon interviews. I don't even like the guy that much, but it's good stuff. Good stuff. So Avengers. And then what puny movies decided to be counter-programming for this behemoth of a film?
Far From the Madding Crowd.
Oh, yes. The
Victorian England one.
Victorian England, not Elizabethan England.
Nope,
Drew
Victorian.
Style. Victorian, yes. I see, yes, governor. With what's her name? Carey Mulligan.
Correct.
Garrett Hedlund, who in the trailers, dude, trailer looks like young Viggo Mortensen. I'm telling you, he's turning into Viggo Mortensen. He's American Viggo.
He might be.
He could have turned that, I'm just saying. Between that and what's the other one? I forgot the other one. Someone else said that, anyway. So we're going to see that instead of Avengers, right? Avoid that opening weekend crowd.
Of course.
We'll be a week late on the reviews and everything.
Yes, I'd much rather see a period piece than giant, crazy blockbuster with superheroes beating the crap out of each other.
One of the biggest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right? That's not our thing.
Yeah. Not at all. Totally.
Anything else coming out that weekend, or is it?
No, there's a bunch of movies that come out this weekend.
Okay, well, all these are probably then after Far From the Madding Crowd. I can see that having like 1,000, 1,200 screen, like nationwide release.
Yeah.
From here forward, I wouldn't be surprised if they're.
Very small releases.
Yeah.
Welcome to Me with Kristen Wiig.
Okay, Kristen Wiig. Oh, that's the one where she has her own, comes up with her own TV show.
Yeah, she gets a bunch of money. She's kind of crazy.
So, yeah, she gets money. I saw a trailer for that at the Enzian.
Yeah.
That's a type of movie. It's an art house movie. Mm-hmm. It'll play at the Enzian eventually.
Tangerines, about a war in Georgia, not the state, the country.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Don't know.
Iris, a documentary about fashion icon Iris Apfel.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
The fuck that is.
Yeah, sweet, sweet. Okay, cool, cool.
Movie you already saw, The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared.
Yes, I actually talked a little bit about that in episode 119 of Cinema Crespies, where we talk about some Florida Fest movies. Oh, yeah, good stuff. It's a good movie. That's an enjoyable one. That's one that people are going to see on DVD or Netflix or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ride with Helen Hunt.
Okay, no one's going to see that.
Surf movie.
Getting dumped. Sorry, Helen.
Speaking of Vigo, he's in a movie called Far From Men.
Far From Men, without maddening crowd.
A French teacher in a small Algerian village during the Algerian War forms an unexpected bond with the dissident and then ordered to turn him into the authorities.
Oh, sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Good times.
And some movie called Hyena.
Hyena, the movie.
Something about crime, London, Albanians, Turks.
So no one's going to see any of those films. Some old ladies are going to go see Far From Maddening Crowd. Maddening? Maddening?
Madding.
Madding? Madding? Madding Crowd? Madding? The Madding, Madding Crowd? Madding.
Madding.
M-A-D-D-I-N-G.
Correct.
A couple old ladies are going to see that. Everyone else is going to go see Avengers two or three times. So that's going to make... Yep. $1 billion in like 18 days, give or take 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You can write that one down. Next weekend. What's coming out this second weekend in May to be stumped by Avengers?
only one movie comes out.
Yeah.
Hot Pursuit. That Sofia Vergara, Reese Witherspoon, action comedy nonsense.
Sorry, ladies. Your movie got dumped. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
Because Avengers in its second weekend will make over $100 million.
Correct.
Most movies can't make $100 million in their total run. It's going to make that much money in its second weekend.
Uh-huh.
So, sorry, Sophia, Reese. It looks like a ladies' version of Midnight Run.
It does.
Which is, actually, that's fine by me.
Yep. It could be good. Check it out.
Nothing else to come out that weekend.
Yep.
You're going to have to go see it. What else? Well, all right, so then I know it's coming out the next weekend.
Yeah, May 15th. We'll go from bottom to the top.
Sure.
I'll see you in my dreams.
I'll see you in my dreams.
Something about a widow, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, sounds boring.
Doesn't matter.
Widows, boo.
Pitch Perfect 2 comes out.
Oh, that's gonna be pretty big, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make a lot of money, but people are very excited about that. That first Pitch Perfect was very well received.
It wasn't bad. I saw it.
I didn't see the other guys. No. I've been meaning to, because everyone, no one has told me anything bad about it.
There's lots of singing. Things. If you can get through the singing portions...
Well, if they're done well enough, then yeah.
I mean, they're done well.
Isn't it all pop music?
Most of it.
Yeah, so it's whatever.
No.
I'll get around to it.
And then one of the movies that I'm really looking forward to for the summer, Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, I should write. Yeah, we're supposed to write these down. I forgot. Mad Max is the first of potentially four Mad Max movies with Tom Hardy.
Yes, give me all of them.
As long as people go and see this first one, it makes money.
Everybody go see this movie. There's going to be lots of fire.
Fire.
And fire. And
fire.
And there's going to be some more fire.
Cars
mayhem, exploding. Oh,
crashing.
Mayhem doesn't even begin to describe.
Yeah, you can't even touch it. Allstate guy. Allstate commercials. Remember that guy at the Mayhem guy?
Yeah, no, he's got nothing on this shit.
No, he's got... It's going to be awesome.
This looks absolutely batshit insane. Charlize Theron's got a fucking robot hand.
She's got robo arm.
So awesome. She's pulling a flint steel.
Saw an interview with Charlize, saw it, Reddit, whatever. Interview out there where she talked about how herself and Tom Hardy pretty much did not get along making this movie.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, they're like, they challenged each other is how she put it politically correctly.
Yeah.
But they both confirmed, like, it was... But then they're also like, it's because the other person's such a good actor. Actors were both really getting to the emotional. They were putting a lot of it on the work, and Tom Hardy was also like, I'm also a bit of a prick to work with.
Yeah.
He kind of recognizes that. But at the same time, they were like, you know, it was a weird thing where both interviews were like kind of a bitch, but still mad props.
Yeah, much respect.
Much respect. And probably because if this movie does make a lot of money, the next film is going to be Mad Max Furiosa. That's the name of it. Furiosa is the name of Charlize Theron's character.
So it's going to be her.
It's going to be her and
Mr. Max. Hardy again.
So, you know.
And they're going to have to get along.
Guys, you have to get along. And they're like, man, it was 100 days in the desert. Every day we were just driving into nothingness.
Yes.
Like we were going crazy out there.
It's going to be awesome.
And then he sent her a gift or something at the end. I don't know. They kissed and made up. So we'll see how that works out.
I'm really looking forward to
it. Yeah, that's going
to
be a ridiculous movie. Now this is going to be interesting. Third weekend of May, Avengers is going to be bringing in about $50 to $60 million.
Come on, Mad Max.
Mad Max could opening weekend. I would think, even though it's the summer, I think even a $50 million opening weekend for Mad Max, considering it's the third week of Avengers and it's an R-rated movie, I think $50 million plus would be a very good opening weekend. I think they'd be happy with that because then eventually it could make, if it's good, it can make 125 to 150 here, another 200 to 300 international, maybe 400.
No.
That's plenty of money for an R-rated action movie like that.
Yeah.
They spent 125 to make it. But it's possible it could make less than 50. Pitch Perfect itself could make 40 or 50. Mad Max could find itself opening weekend at number 3 behind Pitch Perfect 2
and a
just crushing Avengers movie, which is destroying everything in its wake, financially speaking.
So
it's dangerous. It's perilous.
When the gentlemen have to take the ladies out on a date, they should just tell them we're going to see Pitch Perfect, buy 2 tickets for Mad Max, and trick them.
Or, I mean, if you want to get laid, you go to Pitch Perfect, but you buy the Mad Max tickets, then you just walk into Pitch Perfect. That's the reverse of what you used to do when you were a kid. You buy a ticket for a PG movie and go into an R-rated one.
So
you buy the R-rated ticket, but then you go see the bullshit movie with your lady. Because, you know, blowjobs are cool.
Yeah, right. Correct.
And as much as Mad Max is super awesome and you know, it's not necessarily for the ladies.
It's going to be so much fun. It might be for the ladies. Charlize Theron's a lady.
Girl power, yo. Girl power. Multiple R's. No I, multiple R's.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
That's a t-shirt.
If you say so.
I want a t-shirt with Charlize Theron with robot arm doing something awesome, and then it says girl power, G-R-R-R.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That'd be cool.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Would you wear one?
No.
Such massages.
Has nothing to do with it.
I'm sure. Nope. That's what I'm blaming it on. Easy out. I paint you with some sort of scarlet letter broad brush.
May 22nd.
Okay.
Spy comes out.
Melissa McCarthy, Ewan McGregor, and no, Jude Law and Jason Statham, right? The Paul Feig film.
Rose Byrne, yeah.
The guy who did Bridesmaids.
Uh-huh.
And then The Heat with Melissa McCarthy. What?
I don't know.
And he's the guy who's doing Ghostbusters.
Oh, so I should probably be in that one too.
Yeah, of course. Everything he does, Melissa McCarthy is in, and Spy is no exception.
No.
She's the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Looks,
Nah.
Looks like she falls down a lot.
Go figure. Isn't that something that fat comedians do a lot?
Fat is funny.
No.
Fat is funny, as we know.
No.
John Candy.
Correct.
Jack Black.
Chris Farley.
Yes.
He did a lot of falling.
Danny McBride. Seth Rogen. Jonah Hill. Abbott. Little Abbott and Costello, right? Mm. Which one was Abbott? Which one was Costello?
I don't know.
The fat one. Laurel and Hardy. The fat one.
One.
Three Stooges.
The fat one?
Yeah, Curly. He was a big boy.
Yeah.
He was the best one. Woo, 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 woo.
Also coming out that weekend, Tomorrowland with George Clooney.
Oh, that's exciting looking. That new trailer, that's just like...
so crazy.
Yeah, it's just like one scene, and they're showing all the crazy action. He has this crazy house with all these traps and everything, and they're being chased by crazy robot things.
Yeah.
It was like very inventive, fun looking action. Looks like, you know... It's like, oh yeah, this is the guy that did The Incredibles, and...
It looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, guy's got a pretty cool imagination. So, for sure. For sure, looking forward to tomorrow. Which, most of it was shot over here on the coast, Cape Canaveral.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal when Clooney et al. Were in town. Apparently went very well, too. They had a smooth shoot. Everyone had a good time.
Good for them. Hopefully they'll come back more often.
You can probably find it online. There's a picture of Clooney getting... I think a mani-pedi.
Nice.
at a little place where they closed it down for him, where he came in after hours or something to get like a private mani-pedi, but then they took a picture with him and put it out there. He's there with his smock on or something.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's a cute picture. Good old Clooney. Yeah, it's gonna be good. Tomorrowland. Brad Bird's a great dude. Great dude. I know him personally. He
sure you do.
Helped my kids get through college. I appreciate it, Brad. Thank you.
May 29th, San Andreas comes out.
Oh, boy. Good old San Andreas. You think California appreciates when movies get made that it's about nothing but their destruction?
I mean, it's not a matter of if something like this is going to happen, Chris. It's a matter of when.
Isn't that a line from the trailer?
Maybe.
They're like, the tremors will be felt on the East Coast.
But it's the truth. I mean, they live on a fucking fault line. It's the way it works.
We should buy Arizona property. And it'll become Ocean View.
Just buy property here in Orlando. It'll be an island eventually.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Eventually.
Soon enough. Once the sea levels rise.
I mean, like in a century.
Maybe less than that.
75 years.
Maybe less.
Tomorrow.
Probably a lot later.
All right, somewhere in between there. We got it. No problem. Well, San Andreas is going to, it's not going to make that much money. I feel sorry for The Rock. Sorry, dude. You got to go back to just being in movies that are sequels to other movies as opposed to trying to make your own movies that will go on to do sequels. Yeah. Know what I mean? They're not going to make no San Andreas 2.
Nope.
But he will be in Fast and Furious 8.
Correct.
So he'll be fine.
Uh huh.
We love The Rock.
Good for him. All right. Also coming out that weekend, Insidious Chapter 3, the prequel.
The prequel. It's the third one.
It's Chapter 3. So I guess in the book, they tell these stories. Tell story one, and then story two, and then we're going before both of them in the story three.
Non-linear order of some sort. I saw the first one in theaters and thought it was eh.
Are you going to odd these bad boys up?
No, I'm just not going to see them. No, it's not a Paranormal Activity odds only situation. Because we all know the even ones are the ones that are horrible.
If you say so. I haven't seen any of them.
You haven't seen any of them?
No. Yeah. Not interested.
You should at least watch the scary scenes. The quote, scary stuff.
Like I said.
I mean, the fact that the first one was made for like $15,000, went on to gross just under $200 million worldwide. That's worth taking a peek at. We should make a movie for $15,000.
We should.
That'll make $200 million worldwide.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we should do that.
Uh-huh.
Let's just do it.
You got a script?
Got a few.
Any of them can we make for 15 grand? All right. Write your $15,000 script and then get back to me.
All right. Those are always terrible. Those movies are always horrible. All right. Well, back to the drawing board on that one. Here's some mandatory Metallica. No, we're not doing that. Here we go. What else is coming out?
Also coming out, Aloha, that new Cameron Crowe movie.
With the B-Coop. That guy and that chica.
Emma Stone.
And the lady.
Rachel McAdams. Mm-hmm.
And then that dude.
John Krasinski.
Yes. Those people.
Yes.
And then the guy.
The guy, yeah. The guy's in it too.
Bill Murray.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the boss.
Yeah. So you get some Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Cameron Crowe's old school, man. He makes, he knows how to make a movie. Story looks like it could be pretty good. Pretty typical, romantic type of thing coming from him. So should be fun, watchable.
Could be interesting.
Could be good. Aloha. What is that? It's the final weekend of May we're talking here?
And some animated movie called Monster Trucks apparently comes out.
Monster Trucks?
Apparently, but it says the plot outline is being kept under wraps for now.
All right.
It's supposed to come out in, like a month.
Sure it is. All right, well, those are your May movies. Mm-hmm. Moving on to the warmer month of June.
June 5th. The Bureau of Otherworldly Operations opens.
What? Bureau of Otherworldly... Is this a B-O-W-O?
B-O-O.
What's going on here?
It's animated.
What is this? People just crapping out bad animated movies in the middle of summer?
Well, it's got Seth Rogen and Bill Murray in it.
Oh, poor guys. Cashing checks.
Mm-hmm.
Cashing checks.
And then a movie that probably should have come out like 5 years ago, Entourage.
Yeah, well, it's so late.
It took them forever to make this movie. And
so late.
I mean, I'm going to go see it, but it could have been so much bigger.
Yeah.
If it was made 5 years ago.
I'm totally not looking forward to it at all. And I watched the first few seasons of Entourage.
I watched it all.
I watched the first four seasons.
I'm not necessarily looking forward to the movie. I mean, it's the only thing that comes out that weekend, so...
So, unfortunately...
We're going to watch it, but,
We get to see the further adventures of the Murphy Group.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Scott Conn's going to be in it.
We'll find out.
So that's first weekend of June.
Yes.
Only thing come out first weekend of June. Those well, maybe two. We can catch up on Far from the John Madden crowd.
Yeah. Maybe. June 12th, Jurassic World.
Oh, JW. Old JW.
That's the only thing that comes out that weekend.
Well, it's a big movie.
No.
It's a pretty big movie. It's going to make make some dough for sure.
The new trailer is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's showing more stuff. As more of the effects come closer to completed, they can add more crazy stuff.
Yeah.
A lot more shots of that giant mousesaur? The big underwater thing.
Yeah,
I think it's awesome. But how is that going to work into the plot, though? Because it's always in a tank. It's not like it's going to get out of the tank and start flopping around on the ground, is
Maybe.
It?
Maybe.
And then start crawling over. And then it's so big. It's so big. I'm surprised they showed so much of the D-Rex, what they're calling it.
Oh, the D-Rex.
The D-Rex. The Indominus Rex, something like that.
Okay.
They showed quite a bit of it in the trailer. A little kind of surprised by it. Thought they would keep it under wraps more.
Nope. Guess not.
Yeah, they're like, fuck it. We got to get people to see this movie.
No.
Which we'll do. Which I'll do.
I'm going to see it. I mean, I can't wait to see, Star-Lord freaking...
Command Raptors?
Yeah, driving around on his motorcycle commanding a pack of Raptors.
He's like, we're going to do this my way. and then Vinny D is like, we're going to do it my way. Open fire. And they're trying to have a firefight with dinosaurs. And then Chris Pratt's like, I'm going to talk to him. Yeah, I don't know. This movie could be horrible.
It could be. It could be.
It could be a hunk of shit. But it could be good.
We'll see. We'll find out soon enough.
It's weird how the guy who's directing this, Colin Trevorrow fella, it's his second movie ever directed. And it's a fucking Jurassic World. It's huge. And his first movie is this little indie comedy, the Safety Not Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
The time travel implied indie comedy with Mark Duplass and Aubrey Plaza. Went from that.
To J-World.
To J-World.
How does that happen?
How does that happen, Drew? That's what I'm saying. We should make our $15,000 movie and make $200 million, and then we could go on to make what do you want to make? Jurassic Park 6? No. Someone's gonna take that one already.
Mogwai is what I want
to
make.
The rights are up in the air. That's
we'll have the money to buy those rights.
Someone's still trying to crack that code.
we will code cracked. We just need the rights.
Just come on, Stan Winston. He's dead. Winston Workshop, guys. I think it's the Winston Workshop. All right, so Jurassic World. Yeah, it should be hopefully good. Could be bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be better than 2 and 3, at least.
Oh, let's hope so. If
it
not,
can't be as good as the first one.
If not.
So there you go. Expectations appropriately set for Jurassic World.
Correct.
And that's the only thing come out that weekend.
Correct. That's it. June 19th. Paper Towns. From the people who brought you Cancer Comedy Love Story.
Fault in Our Stars. Well, it's John Green, I think his name is. He's the writer. And Paper Towns, the book, is set in Orlando.
Okay.
Because he lived in Orlando until he was like 13 or 14, and he hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand anyone who lived in Orlando pre, like, 2000, 2005,
probably
even.
Awful.
Yeah, probably sucked. Orlando's only really been coming to its own in the last decade or so. Where it's becoming more foodie and more cultured and more attractions and stuff like that, you know, outside of the Mouse House, the Mouse Bounce House. I don't think the movie, though, takes place in Orlando. They definitely didn't shoot it here or anything, so... Getting the Shaft again, Central Florida.
And Disney Pixar's Inside Out.
Ooh, that should be good.
It is, where all of your emotions are animated.
Yeah, they're all personified in like different five little things, whatever, and they're running in your head like a spaceship.
It's going to be awesome.
Like that Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah, kind of.
Meet Dave. But it's Pete Docter, wrote and directed. He was one of the guys that came up with the Toy Story movies, and he did Up. And wrote some other, you know, Pixar things. Guys, they know what's up over there at Pixar. Looking forward to it, for sure. Moving on.
June 26th, Ted 2.
Oh, yeah, first Ted made a bunch of money.
Legalized Ted, dude.
Yeah, that first Ted made a bunch of money.
Liam Neeson's in it, apparently.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. It says stars, Liam Neeson, Mark Wahlberg.
Well, he's done some Family Guy stuff before.
Yeah.
You know, rule of comedy sequels, right? You know,
yes.
So it's almost always 99% of the time, law of diminishing returns.
Yes.
So we'll see if it's. I mean, hopefully it's just good enough.
It's all it's got
to
be.
I just want it to be good enough.
No.
It doesn't have to be great.
Nope.
Bar set very low for this one. I enjoyed Ted quite a bit.
It was. It was fun.
But we'll see.
Also coming out that weekend, Ricky and the Flash.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Meryl Streep, guitar player, make amends with her family.
Meryl Streep and a guitar player?
Is a guitar player.
Ooh. Named Ricky, and her band is The Flash?
Probably.
All right. Won't be seeing that.
Nope. And then I can't believe I've never heard of this movie, but the poster looks kind of crazy. Big Game?
Big Game. Starring The Game.
A young teenager is camping in the woods. Helps rescue the President of the United States when Air Force One is shot down near his campsite. President of the United States? Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson.
Oh, this is the movie, yeah, where Samuel Jackson's finally the president. Look at that, and Samuel Jackson on TV right behind you. Oh, he just went away. Sorry about that. Synchronicity is crazy. Yeah, Samuel Jackson's the president. That's, yes. What is that?
It looks so silly.
Why?
Because Samuel L. Jackson. I mean, well, he made Snakes on a Plane work.
Yeah, he'll do anything. He'll do anything.
Yeah.
As president? Yeah, sure. Most cursingest president ever.
Oh, yeah.
And that includes a world with movies that have Lyndon B. Johnson in it.
Correct. That motherfucker
is fucking...
yeah.
Yeah, I was fucked up. Yeah, that's going to be Big Game.
Big Game.
That's a weird name.
It is. It's going to be a weird movie.
Maybe it's kind of a surviving the game, most dangerous game type of situation where they're hunting the president through the woods.
Maybe.
And then the kid's got to...
Maybe Samuel Jackson kills a bunch of people with an AK-47.
Maybe he's hunting people.
Because he's the president of the United motherfucking States.
And it's a dystopian future where it's a dictatorship and president is an ironic title.
Sounds good.
Bestowed upon the ruler and the person who hunts and kills people in the woods.
Sweet.
But then the kid turns his heart to good.
Disney. I don't want to see the movie anymore.
Disney's big game. All right. So that's...
That's it.
End of June.
That's end of June.
Get out of here, June. You're done. We're moving on to July.
July 3rd.
Fourth of July weekend.
The non-Steven Soderbergh Magic Mike XXL.
Huh. Does it say who's directing it? Who's directing it?
Gregory Jacobs.
Oh, yes. Gregory Jacobs. The man who is not Steven Soderbergh.
Gregory Jacobs.
Yeah, no, thank you.
He was the assistant director.
Oh, boy.
Hang on.
Oh, boy.
Hang on.
The AD. Hey, you got to start somewhere.
Second unit director or assistant director, 47 credits.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
He was the first AD on Magic Mike.
So he was there. He saw how they applied the baby oil. Yeah.
Also, so he knows on Ocean's 12 and 13, all the Ocean's movies, he's been assistant or...
All right, so he was Soderbergh's AD on a few films.
Yeah, and now he's taking over one of Soderbergh's...
One of the things that Soderbergh's like, I did this more as a favor. Well, good for him. I hope it does well. Good luck to them.
The ladies will love it.
The ladies will love it.
I don't think it's going to be...
Oh, I only saw the first one.
Like the first Soderbergh, yeah.
Yeah, the only reason. The only reason.
That was the beginning of the reconnaissance.
It was. There was some... It wasn't the beginning... But it was pretty close to the beginning. Because I think he did Killer Joe by that point already. And something else. Was Mud already up by then? It's possible. But yeah, that was right around the beginning of the reconnaissance, which is, you know.
We're still in it, technically.
I guess we're still in it.
It's
the new age.
Yeah.
the reconnaissance era. Yeah.
And also coming out of this tiny little movie... Terminator Genesis.
Oh, Genesis. Genesis?
Hey, J.K. Simmons, our boy, he's in it.
J.K. Simmons in it. He plays Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's how good he is. He's been playing Schwarzenegger in movies for years. People don't know. Schwarzenegger hasn't been in the movie since Sixth Day.
It's all been J.K.
It's been J.K. J.K., guys, J.K. this movie's gonna. Have you seen the newest trailer?
Yeah.
That gives away all the spoil. The newest one that spoils everything.
No.
There's one they put out a trailer now that just spoils everything.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I can't wait.
They're like, you know what? No one's gonna see this. We need to throw everything in the trailer. Go, go, go.
I mean, it looked. The cast isn't very good.
No, the cast kind of stinks.
I'm interested. I mean, I kind of liked the last one with Christian Bale.
It was
okay.
Okay, it had things to like about it. If I had to go with any non-James Cameron Terminator, I would actually go with the third one.
With the chick?
With the chick, because it still had a decent amount of like over-the-top action.
See, I really
didn't... really over-the-top action.
I didn't like the third one all that much. I'm interested to...
Well, the story-wise...
For the return to the T-1000.
The return of the T-1000, yes.
Yeah. That Liquid Metal Man.
Should be good stuff. The Simon Asian guy.
Yeah.
That's supposed to...
I'm okay with that.
Robert Patrick. And I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how they recreate some of the stuff from the 84 movie. I think that they skip over...
some stuff.
Well, I think they skip over the second movie, which takes place in the 90s, because then they flash forward to like the 2000s, like 2017 or 2020 or some shit like that, right?
Weird.
And that's when you see the Arnold with the super gray hair.
Yeah.
That's future Terminator, right?
Yeah, double future, because he's from the future, but we sent him to the past, and he's made it to the future again.
The thing is, so... this has been bothering me. In the trailer, they show... he's walking away. There's like a bunch of debris everywhere. Terminator's walking away, and he's holding young Sarah Connor in his arms. Very creepy kind of an image. And he's got a rocket launcher over his shoulder. And he's wearing an all-black biker outfit.
Yeah.
He got all-black biker outfit in the 90s when in T2. Because in T1, he took Bill Paxton's clothes. Uh-huh. And that was like a trench coat, and it was a different outfit.
Yes.
So if this one takes place even before 84... not even touching the T2 era, where does the fucking biker outfit come from?
Maybe they'll show us. I mean, they've shown him steal everybody else's outfits. Why not another one?
Because of the... this movie's not going to make no sense.
No.
This movie's not going to make no sense.
It started off as a time travel movie to begin with that didn't make a whole lot of sense, and now that they're rehashing it for the how many billionth time?
I mean...
Now it's just woo!
If time is a flat circle, then the first movie makes sense.
Yes. And that's about it.
But this one is doing time is a flat circle, but it's also alternate dimension, alternate timelines. It's
a flat circle that creates other circles.
That then like somehow spin off in other directions.
Yes.
You can't combine the two.
Yes.
That's cheating. You can't do that. this movie's going to stink. But I'm going to be there. Opening day, for sure.
July 10th, Minions.
Of course, the Despicable Me spinoff movie. Everyone loves those little Minions. Is the whole movie though really going to be them just... they don't talk. They just make noises.
Yeah.
So is the whole movie them just making noises with no subtitles and stuff?
If so,
I would actually be interested in that.
I don't know. I've never...
because that would be like an hour and a half of pure visual storytelling.
It might
which
be.
I would be totally into. I'd be really into that. Lately I'm into movies that have less and less dialogue. The less dialogue, the better. The more speaking you gotta do in your movie to get across all your plot points and stuff, you're fucking up. You gotta be able to tell your movie silently.
That's the only movie that comes out on the 10th.
Alright, well, looks like we're gonna go see Minions.
July
with a bunch of... that's gonna be awkward.
July 17th.
What's up, kids? You wanna hit this joint?
Pan with Hugh Jackman.
Yep. Garrett Hedlund. Javier Bardem.
Levi Miller.
Directed by Joe Wright.
Yep.
Who, he did that Hannah movie. Remember Hannah?
Yes.
It's a pretty good movie.
Wasn't bad.
And then the movies he did before that, shit like, it's prestige movies like Atonement and Pride and Prejudice and shit like that. All his first three movies are movies like that, and they all were nominated for Best Picture and Best Director. And then he did Hannah, and then I don't think he's done anything since then. So this is his first movie since that, which is like 5 years ago now already. 5 or 6 years ago? If anything, it should look
gorgeous.
It should look great. It should look great.
And this tiny little movie called Ant-Man comes out as well.
Ant-Man. Yes, Ant-Man. Now, one of the Joss Whedon things I read, he read the Edgar Wright script.
It said it was the greatest Marvel script ever written.
He said, and it was like the most Marvel thing that had been written. And it's like, why didn't this get made? Why didn't this work? So that's kind of frustrating. But have you seen the latest trailer for that one? that features Corey Stroll, whatever that dude's name is, in the yellow jacket outfit.
No.
And then it has the bit at the end with the train.
I haven't seen it.
The train bit. You haven't seen the train bit, Drew?
Nope.
I'm tempted to stop this. You know what? We're going to stop this real quick. Drew's going to watch the Ant-Man trailer, and he's going to report back to you and let you know what he thinks. Here we go. Take a quick break. And we're back. Drew just watched the Ant-Man trailer. I listened to it because he was over there, and I was over here. He was here. How about that train bit, Drew?
It was good. The train bit was awesome. It's like, action, action, action. It's a train. Oh, yeah. My God. And then it pans back to what's really going on. It's a toy train. The pink.
Yeah. And it just falls off. Yeah. It's cute. It's some funny stuff.
I like it.
The screenplay that they ended up making the movie with, the bones of it is still the Edgar Wright screenplay. Apparently what they did was they added characters and they added some things to it to tie it more into the rest of the Marvel stuff, and they changed the tone of it a little bit, made it less Edgar Wright-y.
Okay.
And that's part of why Edgar Wright left, right? So then they took that draft and they gave it to Adam McKay, who did all the Will Ferrell comedies, and he did his own pass on it. So who knows where the jokes are coming from? It could be there could be Edgar Wright jokes. It could be Adam McKay jokes. I guess the more vulgar they get, I don't know. Does Edgar Wright ever really get vulgar? Not really.
Not really.
Yeah. So I guess the smarter the jokes, maybe Edgar Wright jokes.
Yeah, definitely.
Not to take away anything from Adam McKay. I mean, I like the other guys. That was good stuff. But it featured a lot of homeless guys having sex in cars in that movie.
Yeah.
As opposed to. So yeah, I mean, Ant-Man should be. I'm hoping it's gonna be good. I'm actually. Really, if I had to watch Avengers or Ant-Man,
mm-hmm.
I think I would rather watch Ant-Man because it looks more, it looks newer.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
All the small stuff when he's really small.
Yeah.
Like at the end when he's really small and he's fighting, go up against Giant Yellow Jacket. Well, it's giant in his perspective, yeah. Right? And it looks like really, it's an interesting perspective. And I'm surprisingly into it.
Oh, yeah.
But the trailers are doing their job. Good job. Disney/Marvel marketing department.
Also,
Ant-Man.
And that's it for July.
That's right, for July?
No, July 17th.
July 17th, okay.
July 24th.
Here we go.
Only three more movies, Chris.
All right.
The Poltergeist remake.
I'm intrigued by that one. And that kind of like goes against things that I'm normally, you know, I'm not down with PG-13 horror films.
It looks like a straight-up remake, though.
Yeah, and it's a what's the point sometimes? Why not just watch the original? Especially when it's a horror film. Are we going to do the same jump scares and stuff? But it's produced by Sam Raimi, and Sam Rockwell's in it. And who's the director? What's his name? What's his face? What's this guy?
Gil Kenan?
Gil Kenan, the guy who did the animated film Monster House back in like 2006, 2005, something like that, which is a really good movie. It's actually really good. And it's a family horror film. So for him, it's actually a step up to go PG-13. You get it even more intense. So I'm looking forward to it, actually. I think it could be as potential to be quite good. But like most movies, it could suck.
Also coming out that weekend, Pixels.
That's a short film that someone made that someone optioned into making into a full movie, which they did, and here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Pixels with Adam Sandler.
Directed by Chris Columbus.
Which is odd. Director of Home Alone. First Harry Potter, first two Harry Potters, as a matter of fact, when they were really young, when they were kids.
It could be good. Could be, I said.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
And finally, Trainwreck comes out that weekend.
Oh, Trainwreck.
The new Judd Apatow,
but the rare Judd Apatow, where he's directing a movie not based on his screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Amy Schumer screenplay.
Mm.
That's how good the screenplay was, apparently. When she went and shopped around the people, showed her the Judd Apatow, he was like, I want to make this.
Oh, Lord. Good for him.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Good for her.
Good for both of them.
So, and I think she's hysterical. I really like her. So, looking forward to that, for sure. And it should make some decent money, too. For being an R-rated comedy, Judd Apatow movies, they're usually money in the bank.
Yeah.
Also, you don't normally cost that much.
Well, everyone loves the Judd.
Judd's good.
That's it for
And that is the end of your July going into August. Now, August is the slowdown month. You see, the movies that they expect to make the most money, they usually put out in May. June and July is a bit of a crapshoot. The closer you are to 4th of July weekend, the more you think your money is going to make, typically. When you get into August, those are usually movies like your Expendables, Scott Pilgrim's, Aliens vs. Predator, stuff like that, where you think there's an audience and you're hoping it's going to make some money, but you don't expect it to make a shit ton of money. Which is why when Guardians of the Galaxy came out last August and had a $100 million opening weekend,
kaboom!
People were like, what the fuck? Like, that doesn't happen for August. That's insane. So it's an exception to the rule. Still summer movies, but not the big, big summer movies is what I'm trying to say. Kind of a tier down, a step down for the most part. So what we got for the first weekend of August?
First weekend of August, Goosebumps comes out. Remember the children's
horror? The R.L. Stein. Yeah. Jack Black playing R.L. Stein.
All right.
I don't know how they're going to work this into it. Because Goosebumps, it was an anthology, right?
Yeah.
Every book was different.
Yes.
Under the guise of the Goosebumps, under the Goosebumps umbrella.
Yeah. It was like Tales from the Crypt.
So what's the plot description there? How do they turn that into a feature-length film? Because I don't think it's an anthology movie.
It's a young kid teams up with the niece of young adult horror author R.L. Stein after the writer's imaginary demons are set free on the town of Greendale, Maryland.
That's actually kind of intriguing. Mm-hmm. Town full of young adult demons.
Yes.
STDs run amok.
Oh, everywhere. That is.
It's adolescents run amok in Arno Stein's Goosebumps.
And this tiny little movie called The Fantastic Four comes out that weekend.
The Fangasmic Four comes out. Josh Trank's Fantastic Four.
The new trailer makes the movie look really good.
The action trailer?
Yeah.
That gives you... Actually, that trailer gives you a lot of everything. It shows you some of the action. Shows you the thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Shows all their superpowers.
Shows all their superpowers. A lot more Flamin' on Johnny. Flamin' Johnny. Yeah. What's his name? Flamey Johnny?
Johnny Flame.
Same thing. And...
Or Johnny Blaze. I don't remember what the fuck his name was.
It's one of those guys. Human Torch. And it gives you more of an idea of the humor that they can put in there. They added some of the jokey beats and stuff like that. Like when he reaches out for like the fist bump, then Miles Teller's like just slapping at his hand, like doesn't know how to,
because
he's such a nerd.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. I like how they go. Apparently, there's interdimensional.
Yeah, it's
travel.
It's interdimensional travel, because in the first one it was space travel.
And yes.
Cosmic rays.
Yes.
Now it's interdimensional travel. Probably has something to do with an Infinity Stone or something.
They can't go Infinity Stones because it's Fox. They probably don't have rights to Infinity Stones. When I put on Twitter, that it's like, what? This shit has interdimensional travel? I'm in, yo. Something like that.
No.
You know, don't quote that tweet. But someone hit me up that's like comic book related.
Mm-hmm.
In their Twitter thing, it's like all comic books, everything, right? It's like, well, actually... he said, ironically, fans of the Fantastic Four don't typically like stories that are set in the negative zone, which is what this place might be.
Okay.
And then now that I found out, thanks to this guy, mm-hmm. that this interdimension that they go to, this other dimension they go to, is called the negative zone, I'm in even more.
Sweet.
I don't care what other fans would think. Fuck the other fans. Who gives a shit? I don't even know what the negative zone is. It just sounds boss.
I'm just really glad we're not getting another man in rubber suit thing.
I appreciate the practical effect approach to movies. You can make a good one. Like Hellboy's hand looks awesome.
Haven't seen it yet.
Well, just because
they've had two goes at it.
Yeah, but the same creative team has had two goes at it. Who did they use?
Oh, three goes then.
Are you talking about the 90s one?
That one was awful too.
That shit don't count. That movie
does count.
That movie wasn't even meant to see the light of day.
Dude, that means you can't include the first Punisher movie with Dolph Lundgren in the canon. And that is by far probably the second best of them all.
Well, people don't include that one in the canon.
How can they not? It's the second best one by far.
Of three? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, all right. Fuck that 90s suit. the 2000 suit wasn't very good. But who did they get to do it? Like they could have put more money into it. It can be done. They just didn't do it. Yeah, sure. Thing might look good now. What about 5, 6, 7 years from now when digital effects get even better? And then we look back at this movie. I'm like, oh, look at the thing.
It's
like,
you really think I'm going to rewatch the Fantastic Four after I see it once in the theaters? You really think it's going to be that good? Because I don't.
What if it is? But Drew, what if it is?
We'll see.
What if it is? Dr. Doom? Got Doom?
We'll see.
And it's that guy?
Victor Von Doom.
Toby Kebbell? The guy from that episode of Black Mirror where he put the things on his eyes and he replayed everything?
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Okay.
Toby Kebbell.
Gotcha.
He also played the...
Rock and Roller.
He was in Rock and Roller, and he was in the last Planet of the Apes. He was Koba.
Okay.
Yeah.
August 14th.
Koba.
Masterminds come out.
Masterminds?
Kristen Wiig, Owen Wilson, Jason Sudeikis, Zach Galifianakis. A night guard at an armored car company in the southern U.S. organizes one of the biggest bank heists in American history.
I'll see this because it's Galifianakis. Wiig is cool, too.
Wilson.
Rain Wilson?
Owen.
Owen's cool. Yeah. I ain't going on my way to see Owen Wilson movies, though.
Also coming out that week.
Yes.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Directed by Guy Ritchie.
This is one of those ones. I'm pretty sure it's Warner Brothers. They've been trying to make this movie for fucking years. Like, ever since the first Mission Impossible got made.
Well, yeah.
They were like, hey, we have a successful 60s spy TV show.
It's Superman, nostalgic. Hugh Grant, and the Lone Ranger.
And the Lone Ranger. The Winklevoss. The Winklevoss.
Yeah.
Smashed together in one body, speaking with a Russian accent. Have you seen the trailer for this?
No.
I'm not going to stop the show for you to watch the trailer. It's a good trailer. It's nothing to like stop everything for. It looks like it's very Guy Ritchie. It looks very energetic, a little over the top, quippy, you know, a lot of action.
Back to the way he was before Madonna, right?
Well, no. I mean, he evidenced a lot of that stuff in the Sherlock Holmes movies. It looks closer to a Sherlock Holmes... Take two. It looks closer to a Sherlock Holmes movie than it does to his, like, even something like Rock and Roller, which is still, like, post-Madonna,
yeah.
What was that movie? Castaway? Getaway? Cast Off? You see that movie? The one where Madonna shipwrecked on an island with some dude?
No. It sounds awful.
It's a remake of a movie, and it is just the worst. It's so bad. It looks like it could be a good romp, a good wild time. Almost Kingsman-y, but not as clever, most likely.
Yeah.
Actually, that makes sense. Matthew Vaughn, Guy Ritchie. Anyway, so there you go. Man from U.N.C.L.E. You know, I've heard about that movie for years. I heard about that show for years without even seeing it because my dad was a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really just likes saying Ilya Kuliaki. Ilya Kuliaki? That's the name of the Russian guy.
And also coming out that weekend, Straight Outta Compton.
Yes, Straight Outta Compton looks good.
That does.
Who directed that one? F. Gary Gray?
Mm-hmm.
He's done a handful of pretty good movies. A couple of stinkers, but you know, no one's perfect. I think it might be a good source material for him, good movie for his type of style. The trailers are good. I mean, it kind of looks like a standard biopic-ish type of thing, or music biopic, where it's just hitting the big beats of the overall story.
Yeah, but it's NWA, so those beats are big.
Yeah, they're big. They're going to be big and crazy. Yeah, so, yeah, for sure, man. That's going to be good. That'll be good. The Man from Man Straight Outta Compton.
And then the 24th.
The Fantastic Man Straight Outta Compton 4.
The 21st. Some movie called Me Before You.
Me before...
Doesn't have anybody...
Well, then, we're not even going to worry about it.
And Sinister 2.
Oh, the next Sinister movie. Yes, that's one. We were talking to Baby-like about that the other week. Yeah, the first Sinister is a pretty creepy movie. Kind of creepy. So, I'm sure the second one will be upsetting.
Probably.
That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah.
Anyway. And that's it. Right?
Nope. Oh. 28th.
Oh, damn.
Some movie with...
There can't be nothing good coming up.
Some movie with Emma Watson called Regression.
Okay.
Ethan Hawke's in it.
Apparently.
Okay. It's a thriller, apparently.
Ethan Hawke thriller. All right. I like Ethan Hawke. He doesn't always do good movies, though.
And Hitman Agent 47. That looks like an interesting retake on the Hitman series.
Yeah, that Hitman movie with Timothy Oliphant was unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why you can't make a good Hitman movie. It's just a character. You come up with everything else.
It's just
an action movie.
It looks like this time around they're making him the bad guy. It looks like the Hitman's the villain in this movie.
No, he's the anti-hero.
I don't think he's a hero at all in this movie. And
he's the bad guy, but there are going to be other guys that are worse. He's the lead character.
Correct.
But I don't think the other guys are going to be good guys. They're probably like crooked cops and stuff like that. Watch. You watch. I know America. I know how they make movies. Hitman. Is what it is.
And that's everything.
All right, so out of all those movies, Drew, let me see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I shortlisted 9 films. Do you already know what your top 5 would be?
I'm having a problem with number 5.
You have a problem with number 5? Because I'm going that with that, and then probably this one, and then maybe that one, and then probably this one. So we're looking more all right. I got mine. I'll tell you the ones that didn't make the list for me, but I thought about Poltergeist. Only horror movie this summer that I have any interest in. Fantastic Four. Because, yeah, I'm intrigued. And I like the actors. And I like the director. Man from U.N.C.L.E. because, you know, like, we're just talking about it. And Straight Outta Compton. All very intriguing. Almost made my top 5. All those are almost 5.
Yep.
How about you?
Almost made my top 5, Straight Outta Compton, Fantastic Four, and actually, Avengers.
Almost made it. Okay.
Almost made my top 5.
Almost didn't make mine, but here we go. What's your... Give us your 5-1.
Number 5, J-World.
Okay. Yeah.
Number 4, Ant-Man.
Okay.
3, Aloha.
Aloha, yes, Aloha.
2, Tomorrowland.
I forgot about Tomorrowland. There's a period where I forgot to write them down.
And the number 1 movie I'm looking forward to this summer, Mad Max Fury Road.
I just mentioned Tomorrowland. I forgot to write that one down. So Avengers just got bumped out of the top 5. Sorry, Avengers, because you were my number 5. But now Trainwreck is number 5. Okay. That's the one comedy of the summer that I'm really looking forward to, you know. My number 4 then would be Tomorrowland because it looks wild. 3, Ant-Man. 2, Jurassic World. And number 1, Mad Max.
There we go. It's fucking Mad Max.
Mad Max, man. We got to go see that shit. That's only a few weeks away.
Yeah.
Very soon. Very soon here. So there you go. That is your Crespodiso Summer 2015 Movie Guide. Thank you, Drusser Cogburn.
You are very welcome, sir.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. Please rate us and review us on iTunes. Email us at cinemacrespodiso@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Crespodiso. Like us on Facebook at cinemacrespodiso. Follow us on Instagram at cinemacrespodiso. Check out chriscrespo.com.
Chriscrespo.com.
And have a good one.